It's the holiday season, and sailors for centuries have been making the most out of being gone for the holidays. We talked about it last episode. Today, we're going to explore history of the Christmas tree. Going back to 19th century sailors, far from home, they enjoyed food, drink, music, and usually a Christmas tree on board. Regardless of their distance from home, sailors celebrated however they could during the holiday season. And April is back. Hey, April. Hi, everyone. So April Killian is here, and we're going to explore the history of the Christmas tree at sea. Thanks for listening. This is the Women Offshore Podcast.
I'm your host, Ali Cedeno, a mariner and founder of Women Offshore. Women Offshore is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting a diverse workforce on the water.
Christmas trees, a beloved symbol of the holiday season. International fad started in mid-19th century after Victoria and Albert introduced it to England. And by the 20th century, Christmas trees were everywhere. So one account of sailors' use of the Christmas tree comes from Captain Fred Gibbingut, a Cape Horn sailor. He was also a writer. He has a book called Christmas at Sea, and it is a treasure trove of different anecdotes that describe his era and how sailors created a celebration from the odds and ends available for just celebrating Christmas on board.
Yeah, it's really neat. He shares a description about being at sea on the South Atlantic on a four-masted bark in 1906, and the crew got together and were like, well, we ought to celebrate Christmas. They decided that they were going to make their own Christmas tree. So they made a base out of wood, and they got a piece of pine, and they put together, using a soft pine, this small little tree. I imagine it looks something like what we call a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Is what they probably had devised. And so in 1906, while underway on a sailing ship, they had Christmas with their tree.
It reminds me of some of the stuff that I've done offshore in a way, putting together the few items that I have to make the most out of the holidays.
Yes. One time while we were underway, we had a Christmas tree on our mess deck, and we used old CDs because we didn't have Christmas ornaments, and we would like put them on the branches of the fake tree. And so we had these beautiful, shiny ornaments out of DVDs. 100 years earlier, they were using wood and making fake trees.
April, you and I have read quite a bit about the Christmas tree and ships. There is something called the Christmas tree ships. You want to talk about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, it's Mark LaCour, editor-in-chief here at OGGN. Sorry for the interruption, but I wanted to share a couple of things for December. First is no industry mixer. We'll pick those back up in January. Second, from myself and from my entire OGGN team, we want to wish each and every one of you happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, a wonderful New Year's. Everybody stay safe. We're really looking forward to hitting 2022 with all of you. So thank you for being listeners. Have a great holiday. Have a great end of the year.
So in the early 1900s, there was an industry that existed on the Great Lakes, particularly Lake Michigan, where they would gather trees from the north and they would travel 300 miles south down to Chicago, where they would sell these trees. There were multiple ships that did this. It was considered to be a very dangerous job. It had a very narrow profit margin, so often these ships were older and they were taking some risks to make a profit. But they were very popular with people because people loved Christmas trees. Every year, the ships would come down, they'd pull to the pier, and people would buy their trees right off the ship. And they had quite a following in the news, so much so that one of the ships, the captain was known as Captain Santa. Unfortunately, his ship, the Ruth Simmons, was underway and it was coming to Chicago when it sank during a storm. Chicago was pretty shaken by it. He was a well-known person. Their family was loved for what they did. Not only did they sell Christmas trees, but they also would provide them to some of the underprivileged children and their families. It was pretty sad that, you know, that this ship had been lost. And unfortunately, it wasn't the only ship. There had been five other ships. In fact, Captain Santa, or Captain Schwindemann, which is his real name, his brother had been lost only 14 years earlier on a Christmas ship.
Yeah, I had no idea about any of this. And how many trees too these ships carried, 3,000 to 5,000 trees on the Rusimmon.
One of the ways they knew that the ship had been lost was because the trees were washing ashore. And so they actually gathered those trees, and some of them actually were sold to help support the family.
So what else did we learn? The U.S. Coast Guard has played a role in distributing Christmas trees. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. The Christmas ship Mackinac. So the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac is a ship that operates on the Great Lakes. And since 2000, they've been involved in bringing Christmas trees down to Chicago to help support underprivileged families that may not be able to have a Christmas tree had they not brought them down. And they load the decks of this Coast Guard cutter with trees, and it comes in, and it's a really big celebration of the holidays. And it carries on that tradition that the Rusimmon and all the other Christmas ships of the Great Lakes had started.
So much holiday tradition in the maritime industry around the Christmas tree. It is a symbol of joy and I think camaraderie around the holidays and being gone on the water. So thank you, April, for helping me with this episode, and want to wish you and your family a very joyous holiday season.
Same to you, Allie. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you so much to everyone who tuned in for this episode. We wish you a joyous and safe holiday season from Women Offshore. Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.